I have got some ghost stories for you.
I feel something crawl into the bed with me, and it starts to spoon me.
There was a time where I would be in bed falling asleep, and I would hear my name being called. Different voices call my name.
Poof, the person disappeared right in front of our eyes.
And we were both like, did you see that?
There was this figure of a woman. Her skin was bluish, and her hands were clawed, and her mouth was wide open.
So that is my ghost story.
Hi, and welcome to Haunted AF, the podcast of real ghost stories told by real people. We are your hosts. I'm Julie Fiss.
And I'm Rebecca Black. And welcome to our final episode of our Halloween season.
Aww, I know, so I sad.
Can't. It went fast.
Yeah, it did. It was 4 weeks.
Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
That tracks, yeah. Usually we would do 13 episodes right. per season.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I felt the same way, but yeah, there was four. Sorry.
Okay, well, whatevs. Thank you guys so much. Everyone who sent us stories this month has been amazing. Amazing. And of course, all of you who are just now finding the podcast, just know that we do post all of our videos, our links, our pictures, all in the companion blog at hauntedaf.com.
Yeah, please go check those out because I work really hard.
She does hard
to
stuff.
Put those up and nobody checks that. Nobody checks those. They usually go straight to the YouTube video, which we appreciate as well.
Yeah.
But if you go to the blogs, we post all the links and we post the YouTube video there so you can find everything. And also on our website, tons of fun merch over there in the online store. Great stuff for the holidays as well. So keep this in mind if you're shopping for anybody who is a fan of Haunted AF.
Absolutely.
Also, we're giving away some merch to patrons this week. So if you want to become one, go to patreon.com/hauntedaf. Oh, and one more thing. If you own any Haunted AF merch, please send us a picture of yourself wearing it because I want to make a big collage of everybody.
Oh, I love that idea.
I do too, wearing all of their goodies. So this is our final episode and we have a lot of stories to get to. So let's go ahead and get started. This very first one comes from Leanne.
Evening, governors. My name's Leanne. I'm calling from the UK in Devon, and I have a ghost story for you. Well, I have several, but here's one for now. So I used to live in Plymouth for a little while. My husband was in the Marines. He'd get posted every 2 years. And when we first moved to Plymouth, my daughter was about 3 years old. She used to take herself up to bed 7 o'clock on the dot every night until we moved. And as soon as we got to this house, very eerie, just had a cold, dark, horrible feeling to it. Didn't like it at all. Well, when we moved in, she would not go and sleep in her own room. She hated it. She cried, screamed, which was totally out of character for her. Eventually, we ended up putting up a blow-up bed next to my bed. She'd come and sleep in with us. Anyway, so the first night, my husband went out and left us on our own. He went out for a night out with the lads. Myself and my daughter got in bed and the burglar alarm went off. I looked out the window and realised it was ours, like the light was flashing. So I went down to the cupboard under the stairs, tried to turn off the alarm. Nothing was happening. It wouldn't switch off. Check the house. There was nobody else there. So I rung the number on the wall for the security and the guy just said, just going to have to let it run its course until the battery dies out, which was very annoying. So I went up, got back in bed. A couple of minutes later, the picture frame on the bedside table fell forward. I was a bit freaked out, but didn't think too much of it. From the other room, Lily's room, one of the toys started going off. Decided this was too much of a coincidence. So I got up, went and had a look. It's too much of a coincidence to have three things going on at the same time. So I was frantically trying to call my husband to tell him to come home because I was a bit scared. Anyway, fast forward a couple of days. I've gone to bed, take my ring off like I do every night, my wedding ring and my earrings, etc. And my wedding ring disappeared. I looked everywhere for this ring and it actually turned up in her doll's house. It was in the roof of the doll's house. And I know for a fact it wouldn't have been my daughter because she just would not go in her bedroom, like I said. So I know it wasn't her. Another occasion, we were lying in bed. Lily was down beside the bed asleep and I heard footsteps, specifically like children's pitter-pattering around the outside of the bed. So I flicked the lamp on. And my husband said, what are you doing? I said, did you not just hear them footsteps? He said, yeah, it was probably Lily. I said, no, Lily's there asleep. So somebody or something has just come in the bloody bedroom. Obviously, there was no one there. So that was quite freaky. And another occasion, I was sat in the living room. Lily was there, but she was asleep. And my husband was on a ship out in the Mediterranean for 6 months. So most of the time, if I could go, I would go back to North Devon and see my family because I just hated being in the house by myself. But this one particular time, I'd just come back. We sat watching telly. And, you know, like when you see somebody walk in out the corner of your eye. So I saw somebody walk in my front room and like a shooting pain in my chest of fear. I turned around and looked and there was nobody there. Loads of things that happened in that house. It was really freaky, horrible, hated it. But yeah, that's one of my ghost stories. Thank you for listening and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Leanne.
That was a lot of activity.
Yeah. And Leanne, I'm really sorry.
One place.
That you had to live in that place. And like they were sensing it when they very first went to check it out, right?
Yeah.
So why the hell did they move in there?
How long did they live there?
It
had to have been for years.
I'll tell you why they lived there, because her damn husband probably pushed it. Because he's like, it doesn't matter.
I ain't going to be here that long.
I'm going to be out on a ship in the Mediterranean 6 months out of the year.
Right. All right. Our next story comes from Adam. It says, ghosts be acting out in my living room this past weekend.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Let's find out. Friday morning, I wake up from my slumber, hearing the TV in the living room go on. I go and turn it off, thinking it was my wife who left it on before going to work. Then I get up 2 hours later, the TV is back on, and so is the lamp. So I left the shit on. Saturday afternoon, my wife and I get home from the park with our daughter. TV and the ceiling fan are both on. Sunday morning, we get up again, and the ceiling fan and the lamp are both on. This morning, the TV was on again.
Dang.
There's a lot happening right now.
This ghost just wants to watch TV.
Clearly. It's like, give me the prices right or else.
Yeah.
I don't know what the f*** is going on. As long as those f***ers don't order any damn movies, I'm good, though.
Seriously.
What if they did start ordering porn?
Oh, my gosh.
He's got like a bill.
So Jamie sent this story about the haunted house that was in her family. It belonged to her grandmother and then was passed on to her uncle. Who was the caretaker for several years before Jamie and her husband started looking after it. So there was lots of activity in this house after her uncle passed away. They would smell cigarette smoke or BO at odd times. And he seemed to get angry whenever they would do renovations. There was also a darker spirit that showed up randomly, and they attributed it to some Santeria stuff that someone did in the basement.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They left all of these statues and stuff after they got kicked out. Yeah.
No.
But this was my favorite part of the story. In 2016, my mom's youngest brother passed away. His name was Jim. He and my uncle Ken, who was the caretaker of the house, never got along. My mom had my uncle Jim and my uncle Ken cremated. So what did she do next? She brought their ashes to the house.
No, and she didn't.
She mixed them together.
No, she didn't.
Then she had us dig a hole in the backyard where she poured it all in and said, quote, you two never got along in life, but you're stuck together now. Work it out.
Holy Lord.
We covered the ashes and never told anyone in the family what had been done. So I told my cousin last year that my uncles were buried under the concrete pad that he had poured for us. The look of horror on his face,
sure.
LOL.
Yeah.
Sadly, in 2017, my mom and cousin decided to put the house on the market. It was 130 years old, and the upkeep was becoming too much for both my mom and my cousin. I was very upset because I grew up in that house, as did my child. Plus, my uncles are buried in the backyard.
Together forever, literally.
And the house sold for $400,000. Somebody's living in there getting just haunted. I was gonna say haunted as f-
yeah, that was 100% what's happening.
For real. Jamie says, keep up the good work, ladies. Love listening and look forward to future episodes.
How pissed would you be if they mixed your ashes with somebody that you didn't get along with?
Oh my god, that's like a recipe for haunting.
Yeah, you know? The ultimate disaster. Yeah. Like,
and then they poured concrete over it.
Right. Like, let's seal the deal.
You were just saying recently, like, that was your fear about being cremated, is that, like, you would be spilled somewhere.
Either spilled somewhere or just, like, left at Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, how sad would that be?
This might actually be worse.
I agree.
You know that thing, the story where the ashes were found at Goodwill, it ended up being a pet.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So this next story comes from Elisa.
Hey, ladies. Love the podcast. Back when I was in college, my mom still lived in a house that she had purchased about 14 years prior. Me and my siblings had had quite a few things happen in that house, which is interesting because we knew the people that had owned the house previously, and the house was built in the 1970s. So it wasn't very old, and also no one had died in the house. So one day I was in the bathroom, I was washing my hands, I was in the house by myself, and I see out of the corner of my eye a woman pass by the bathroom door. She's taller than my mom. She had long black hair. My mom is a blonde. And she was wearing what looked like a leather brown jacket and neon pink pants. And it's the pants that stand out to me the most because I have never heard of a ghost wearing neon pink pants. But you know how your brain sometimes when you see something out of the corner of your eye, you think, I didn't really see that? I don't know. For some odd reason, I was more confused than scared. But also, I'd had a lot of things happen up to that point. So I just thought, huh. So I went out into the hallway knowing full well that I probably wouldn't find anyone. And I went into my mom's room, which is the direction that she was headed. And there was no one there. What I think is most interesting about this is I wonder, since she was dressed in very modern clothing, was she maybe not a ghost? Was she something else? Maybe she was someone who would live in the house in the future? I don't know, but it's the only time I ever saw her, thankfully. So
thank you for that, Elisa.
I too would have been confused by seeing the hot pink pants. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I saw that, I would be like, what decade are we in?
That sounds brilliant, though. The brown leather jacket. Hot pink pants.
I mean, that's something I'd wear, I think.
Yeah. There's that meme. It's like, you know, when you get dressed this morning, I might remember.
It
might
be your last outfit.
Yeah, it might be your ghost outfit. Yeah.
Also, wait, I think there's a common misconception is that, like, to be haunted, it has to be old.
Yes, agreed.
I don't think that's true. I think it could be something from maybe that like happened last year or something that you picked up somewhere along the way.
And I don't think that someone has to have died there. And you don't have to be a ghost wearing like colonial clothes. You can have on some.
You can be modern day. Like, I cannot wait for a Kardashian haunt.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you know, when Kris Jenner dies.
Here's the thing. When they come back, are they going to look like what they looked like before all the plastic surgery?
That's a great. Oh my God. How bad is that? If you have to resort back to your old face.
Oh my God. And spend eternity.
God. Oh,
looking normal.
Poor Kylie. All right. So our next story comes from Eric. My dad grew up in Kansas City in a house that my granddad lived in until passing in 1996. Grandpa was an engineer and a tool maker whose workshop was in the house's basement. He'd spend hours down there, once even rebuilding his mother's spinning wheel.
Wow. He's committed.
The spinning wheel. That's like the old sewing thing, right?
It's like Sleeping Beauty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. A young man purchased the home after granddad passed with the intention of renovating and reselling it. When he listed it, my dad took his brother and sister to the open house just to see what he had done to it. While there, the man told my dad, I think your father is still here in the basement. Dad asked why, and he said that when he would put something on the workbench, which was originally Grandpa's, he would come back to find it moved. Additionally, he said that when he was having an issue with a project, a man's voice would casually speak to him and tell him what to do.
You should probably lead with that, dude.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
So it sounds like Granddad is still in his happy place and approved of the work that was being done. Eric.
So I know we've had a story before. Same thing. They had the original workbench in the basement.
Yep.
And anytime they would be working with things, they would come in and find all the stuff moved off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, could it be the same people?
It could be. Who knows?
So we shared a link to a story recently on social media that said that 40% of Americans experience some sort of unexplained phenomenon in their homes. So we asked everyone to send those experiences to us. And a guy named Mark said, quote, "Someone keeps eating shredded cheese in the middle of the night and sprinkling some on my chest."
What?
So we wrote
on
back.
Your chest?
And I was like, we need to hear more.
Absolutely.
So Mark says, every night I have the same dream. I'm alone in my underwear at Kroger. I have a grocery cart with all the fixings for tacos, but I lack one thing, shredded cheese. The aisles are like labyrinths as I stumble across the bones of those who dared to shop before me. What? Just as I'm about to give up, I see it. And as I begin to approach the cheese, someone taps me on the shoulder. And imagine my surprise when I see a 6'7" Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
I wake up every time I see him and find shredded cheese all over me. And yes, I am taking medication that I shouldn't mix with alcohol, but Mickey has assured me that that's just what the feds want me to believe. And that is from Mark. Thank you for that, Mark.
That is a fantastic story. I need to know what kinds of meds, because I'm betting that you're sleepwalking and that you yourself have gotten the cheese out of the refrigerator.
I'm betting that he's with us.
Well, honestly. That too. Okay, but people who take Ambien.
Yeah, the whole sleep eating.
So my brother used to take Ambien, and the first time they realized it was a problem is that my sister-in-law had made all of these homemade pies for some sort of like church event.
Oh no.
And he went through and cleaned out every single pie, like 12 of them.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 12 pies.
Did he barf? How do you eat that much pie?
He's huge. He did something else. What else did he do? He bought a tree farm. What? Online. A tree farm.
In his sleep?
Yeah. Like he was asleep, got on Amazon, and you can buy like all the beginning stages to raise trees.
Oh my God.
So he bought like probably $2,000 worth of like tree shit. I'm not kidding you.
And that's not something you can just return on Amazon, no. I imagine.
So he actually attempted. He was like, well, I bought it. This is my new hobby now. And he actually tried to like plant some trees and they all died.
Okay, so this next story comes from Devin.
Hey, Rebecca and Julie. My name's Devin and I'm from Ty, Texas, small town just outside of Abilene. I think I can confirm that your podcast is haunting people.
Oh.
I've been listening to paranormal podcast for some time now, and I've never had anything happen outside of the norm. Now, I want to preface this a little bit by telling you that my wife, when she was young, she had a ghost in their house that she ended up naming George Washington. Now, after we got married, nothing weird ever happened, but we would make the joke every now and then that the door got blown closed by the wind, so we'd blame it on George Washington. So I started listening to your podcast, and just some minor weird things would start happening. Like, I had a toy that my kids put in my master bathroom, and it just started going off one night, just making noise on and off throughout the night. And I finally, getting tired of it, I put it outside, didn't think nothing else about it. Now, a couple days later, laying in bed, because my wife can't sleep without the TV on, TV cuts off. I'm like, well, that's weird. So I got up, turn the TV back on because the remote got lost. And by the time I lay back down, TV cuts back off. I'm like, well, hell. So I got up, I go over there, turn it back on, and winded up laying back down and going to sleep. I was like, a couple days later, laying in bed again with the TV on, TV cuts off again. Does it about probably 2-3 times. And I finally getting fed up, getting pissed off. I said, damn it, George, I'm tired of your bullshit. I'm knocking off. I'm trying to go to sleep. Well, I turn the TV back on, and it stays on, and I go back to bed, and nothing else has happened since then. Anyways, I love your guys' show. You guys are great, and y'all have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Devin.
Damn it, George Washington.
Damn it, George. Cut the bullshit.
I love that.
And it's been a while since we've had a you guys are haunting me story.
Yeah, I like that one, though. I like George Washington. I like the idea of a presidential ghost.
Just walking through, turning on the TV over and over again.
He's like, what is this?
What's this newfangled machine? So we're going to wrap everything up with a story from Lisa. So we all know Lisa. She's the one who wrote us a story last year. Her husband, Chris, had passed away, and she kept coming in and finding the TV turned on. It's a theme this episode.
Yeah, it is.
And but then there was one time she was babysitting her daughter's pugs. So they had four pugs.
I remember the picture.
Four pug weekend.
Yeah.
All four of them were sitting in front of the TV, which had been magically turned on to a dog movie.
I love it so much.
My favorite. So Lisa says, I have the sweetest update to my story from earlier this year. My first grandbaby is already 6 months old, and she's so happy and engaging. When she sees me, she looks very intently into my face for a few seconds. Then she breaks into a huge smile and waves her arms and kicks her feet with excitement.
Oh.
Well, recently, she spent an evening with me while her mom and dad enjoyed a night away. To set the scene, the ceiling of my living room vaults up to 22 feet, so my entire staircase is visible from the sitting area. The back of the sofa faces the stairs. So while baby girl was propped up on my legs and we were chatting face to face, she could see the staircase over my shoulder. In the middle of our animated and yes, one-sided conversation, her gaze drifted past me and up to the second floor landing. She stared very intently at the top of the stairs and then broke into a huge smile and then waved her arms and kicked her feet with excitement.
Oh my gosh.
So other than the pugs, baby girl and I were alone in the house, but she saw something at the top of the stairs that delighted her. My heart has grieved that my Chris did not live to be enchanted by this precious little one, but now I think he found a way to engage with her after all, and that he sees the same love radiating from her face that I do. It's also comforting to think that he's able to check in on us from time to time. Mm-hmm. If that's haunting, I'm all for it.
Same.
I wish you tender blessings and so much happiness as we all cruise into this most wonderful time of the year, and I'm assuming she's talking about Halloween and that
not Christmas.
And not Christmas, and that is from Lisa. Thank you.
Lisa. Oh, Lisa, what a great story.
I know. I love it.
Maybe I'm making too much out of it, but I would also like to think that maybe they crossed paths prior to her seeing him on this staircase. You know what I'm saying? There was like a little layover there where they got to like hang for a hot second and he like filled her in on like what's about to happen and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Just and that little tender moment.
I personally believe that there's probably a little bit of him with her too.
Oh, no doubt.
My oldest daughter will say things to me all the time where I'm like, that's my mom.
Yeah.
My mom is speaking through you somehow. Yeah. I mean, my daughter was alive when my mother passed away. So it's not like a reincarnation thing, but sure. I think somehow little pieces of them end up in there somehow.
No doubt.
Oh, Lisa, love it. And yes, if that's haunting, I'll take it.
Same. All right, guys. Well, here comes the hard part. This is our final episode for now.
Yes.
But there's still tons of exclusive content on our Patreon page. In fact, we got to say thanks to our newest patrons, Heather Wilcox, Leanne Baird. Thank you guys so much. Also, big thanks to Susan Nuluki and Brittany Keyworth, who just became annual. Almost said
anal patrons.
Anal patrons.
We love those kinds.
We really do. They really penetrate right on in. And you guys now have access to everything that we've been posting since April of 2020. So if you want more, that is where you can find it.
That's a lot. April
a lot.
Of 2020.
That's almost 4 years worth of content.
One. We will be returning for our top 10 of 2023 to count down our favorite stories of the year. We do that on New Year's Eve. And after that, we're going to drop back in whenever we have enough great stories to share. So what does that mean? Well, it means that you can help us out by telling as many people as you can about the podcast. If you've got spooky friends, make sure they're listening. If you like the show, leave us a good review wherever you can, especially Apple Podcasts. And whenever something crazy happens to you, like the shadow in the corner or the lady in the pink pants in the hallway or something tickles your foot when it's out from under the sheets,
or maybe that big hairy something or the creepy lights in the sky near your campsite.
Ooh.
If a pet you loved passed away and then showed up back by your bedside, or maybe you just found a holy crap real glitch in the Matrix story, send it to us.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a while.
Anyhow,
write that stuff down or record it, then send it all to hauntedafpodcast@gmail.com so we could use it on the next, whenever that is, Haunted AF.
And don't forget to subscribe to Haunted AF on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and of course, TikTok. You can even contact us directly through our website, hauntedaf.com.
Gotta say thanks to Andrew Mamalika and Travis Vance for the Haunted AF theme song and to On Air Media for titles and technical support. Also, big thanks to all of the Haunted AF Patreon supporters.
Most of all, we have to thank you for listening and for sharing your stories with us. By the way, Julie, if I die first, I'm coming back to haunt you.
Oh, I'll come back to haunt you too, Rebecca.